This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on, stop.
So that was the ultimate statement from General Kelly, the importance. And I just want to thank you because you're very, very special people. You were here long before any of us were here. Although we have a representative in Congress who they say was here a long time ago. They call her Pocahontas. But you know what? I like you because you are special. You are special people. You are really incredible people. And I, from the heart, from the absolute heart, we appreciate what you've done, how you've done it, the bravery that you displayed, and the love that you have for your country. Tom, I would say that's as good as it gets, wouldn't you say? That's as good as you get.
Well, the president yesterday. Scott, could you imagine, you know, being, you know, they're advising Donald Trump and you're listening to how things are rolling. You go, oh, okay, this is good. He's doing all right. And then all of a sudden he goes south on you. It's just got to, you know, you got to think, whoa, no, don't Pocahontas people. Don't go there. And, this is the part that you love and hate about the president of the United States. And fortunately, for those honorees, which, you know, was just absolutely special, you know, for them and what they, you know, their contribution to America and the way, you know, he laid it out. I'm talking about one of the honorees and talking about the diversity of our country. And you can tell his love and his patriotism. And, you know, and I hope he's able to realize his dream. If not, certainly, you know, there should be a prominent display in an existing museum, you know, for their contribution and what they've done. And so, but the president, once again, has just driven the media nuts. And, of course, you know, they have to turn it into a racial deal. It's like, really, come on, how do you get there? How is that, how is the Pocahontas thing a racial offense? And if anything, you know, what you think about in terms of this whole issue of Elizabeth Warren is the lie that she's been living, you know, and how, you know, when she was what she was teaching one class, one law class at Harvard. And you'd like this deal, Scott. She was getting paid $400,000 a year for this class.
Well, hey, sign me up. Look, I think that's the thing here that people he called her, you know, Pocahontas. Well, she lied. She lied.
Yeah.
Well, that's what my parents told me. Well, no, that's not the only.
Well, even then, when she said her parents, you know, now it's become her parents told her. What her parents suggested to her was that there was possibly some Indian because of some high cheekbone picture or something that she had there in the household. I think it's a bit of a stretch. Her parents telling her that she had Cherokee, you know, DNA.
The only thing that I was reading an article yesterday, and I forget who found it, but somebody found an article where her great grandfather shot a Navajo Indian,
mm-hmm.
shot him, and. Mm-hmm. He was in the paper for it,
mm-hmm.
and so, you know, that if that's the only thing that they can find about any sort of Indian thing in her heritage
is yeah, that she her grandfather shot a Navajo. He doesn't have any Cherokee, but it served her well because she presented this, you know, to Harvard, and of course Harvard at the time needed to have some diversity, right? So they're claiming. You know, Elizabeth Warren is the poster child for diversity.
And that's where the problem of this comes in. And look, once again, I think Trump chose a really horrible time to make the point. But
It comes back. It comes back because that's what happens with lies. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. More coming up after this.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. And joining us right now is New York Times best-selling author, the former editor-in-chief of the New York Times Magazine, and investigative reporter behind the multiple number one bestsellers, the one and only Edward Klein. Ed, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thank you so much for having me back on your show.
Always good to have you here, and especially to talk about this timely book, All Out War, The Plot to Destroy Trump, the book that had to be written, right?
Absolutely, and there is a plot, and they are out to destroy him, no question about it.
Yeah, some people would think, well, maybe it's just partisanship, it's just, you know, business as usual on the Beltway, but this is an all-out war. You and I have been talking ever since Donald Trump was elected, and we could see what was going on, and we even discussed that there were, I called them landmines, that were left behind by the Obama administration, and you delved into this. Break this down a little bit more for us, if you would.
Well, in this new book, All Out War, The Plot to Destroy Trump, I have an FBI report that tells a story about FBI agents who have infiltrated the so-called deep state. That is the rogue elements in the permanent bureaucracy who are out to sabotage Donald Trump. And these FBI agents participated undercover in meetings in church basements in Washington, D.C., where these anti-Trump bureaucrats meet and are instructed by union organizers and community organizers and other left-wingers how to sabotage Trump's agenda by losing files, deleting files from computers, slow-walking regulations that they don't like, and leaking to the press.
Now, does this involve the likes of James Comey and Rod Rosenstein, or at this point it's mostly the lieutenants following orders that we don't understand how it directly is, you know, related to the top, including the former AG, Loretta Lynch?
When we talk about the deep state, we're talking about several things. One, we're talking about appointees by the Clintons and by the Obamas of bureaucrats who are protected by their unions and can hardly be fired and live in Washington, D.C. and Northern Virginia, which is a hotbed of liberalism, as you know. And these people are operating more or less, well, I would say, on their own in terms of talking to each other and getting together and gathering and figuring out how to hurt Donald Trump. But then there are other elements to this deep state, such as the intelligence communities. Now, there are 17 agencies in the intelligence community. People think the CIA is it, but it's not. There are a number of, and there are thousands of members there. The intelligence community never liked Donald Trump from the very beginning. putting it mildly. In fact, they were deeply opposed to his candidacy because they thought that Donald Trump would cooperate in some way, shape, or manner with the Russians on Syria, the Middle East, and on other areas where we could find common cause. Now, that, of course, has all gone down the tubes with the Russian interference in our election. But the CIA director, John Brennan, was a great leaker of negative stories about Donald Trump during the campaign and even afterward.
Mm-hmm. Ed, how do they get to having so much concern about a potential relationship with Donald Trump and the Russians when Hillary Clinton already had an established relationship with the Russians?
It's a very good question. You know, Hillary Clinton was trying to, quote, reset, unquote, her America's relations with the Russians. And what we discovered, not only was she trying to reset relations with the Russians, but she and her campaign, through this opposition research group, Fusion GPS, commissioned a dossier by a British spy that was based on Russian information that turned out to be slightly true here and there, but largely disinformation used to sow confusion and chaos in our electoral process.
Mm-hmm. Well, and of course, the Fusion GPS report, the dossier that you talk about, its genesis, started out as opposition research within, you know, the GOP candidates, right?
Well, the GOP candidates that didn't like Trump, and we can probably figure that they were Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio, yes, they did hire Fusion GPS to do opposition research, but that research had nothing to do with what happened later when the Democrats took over the Fusion GPS opposition research. And it was then and only then that Fusion GPS hired this British spy to put together this dossier in Moscow. The GOP never had anything to do with that British spy.
Right, exactly. But then it ends up in the hands of John McCain, who takes it to Barack Obama.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. John McCain was in a conference in Europe, and he was handed this dossier that some intelligence agency in Europe had gotten his hands on. And he immediately handed this dossier to James Comey, the head of the FBI, who thought of it as so important, which, of course, it turned out not to be important in the sense of being serious information, that he took it to the President of the United States during a daily intelligence briefing, which is a very important daily morning briefing that the President has on all intelligence, and used this dossier as though it was, you know, gold. And turns out it was dross.
Yes, exactly. Ed, in your book, All Out War, The Plot to Destroy Trump, it's like, you know, there's like continuing chapters to your book. Though you finished, it's already published. You know, now we got the Donna Brazile, you know, chapters being written.
Absolutely. And I have a blog called edwardkline.com in which I talk about this new Donna Brazile matter. Why did Donna Brazile, who is, 30-year-long loyalist in the Democratic Party, decided to write about bad things about Hillary Clinton, which she did, and bad things about Barack Obama, the president? She said he left the Democratic National Committee broke. And my take on this is that Donna Brazile's reputation was in tatters after it was revealed that she had leaked a question from CNN where she was a paid contributor to the Hillary Clinton campaign during a town hall meeting. And I think this book is her effort to redeem herself by showing her, trying to pretend that she's honest and forthright, and at the same time get back at Hillary and Obama for not coming to her assistance and defense when she was fired. She's also, Donna Brazile is a one tough cookie. There's nothing wrong with being, I guess, a tough cookie, but you have to figure out why in the world would she, as a Democrat, write a book that just really you know.
Well, throws the party under the bus.
Yeah.
And I want to get in, I want to get more into that, Ed, if we can. I got to go to break. We'll be right back. More from Edward Klein. His book, All Out War, The Plot to Destroy Trump, right here on Bill Martinez Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com. A team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
After the top of the hour, welcome back. Edward Klein is with us. We're talking about his brand new book, All Out War. Yes, there is a plot to destroy Trump. lest you think it might be something else. Ed is real clear in his brand new book about, you know, this plot that is being conducted. It is an all-out war. Now, right before the break, we were talking about Donna Brazile. My take, Ed, for what it's worth, is that Donna Brazile, as you mentioned, a 30-year vet. Boy, she earned all the stripes. I think she's a sharp woman. In fact, we even offered her, said, hey, look at, you know, after the exposure of her revealing the questions to Hillary Clinton, she owed the American people and the Democratic Party an apology for that. And we invited her on the show, come in, you know, and, you know, let's bear it out. But I think that this book that she just released is about her being relevant once again, because, you know, here she got lost in the weeds. I mean, Tom Perez takes over the DNC over Donna Brazile. I think that her, you know, being in the shadows and not being a player really bothered her. And I think this is her chance for renewed relevance in the party and, you know, in the country at large. What do you think?
I think you are right on the mark with that, Bill. Absolutely. She was marginalized. Nobody was paying any attention to her. She's got an ego the size of the Empire State Building. And here she's now back in the forefront. Everybody's talking about her. And she's making nice to the left wing of the party, the Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren wing, by criticizing the other wing of the party, the Hillary Clinton wing. So, yeah, this is her effort to get back in the game. I don't think it's going to work, because I think she's essentially become toxic and radioactive in the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm. Well, you go against the Clinton machine, which still is alive and well. It's not destroyed. It definitely has taken a big hit. But, you know, I think you do it at a grave risk. And maybe she's just figuring, I'm going to roll the big dice and throw the Democratic Party, the Clinton machine, all under the bus. And, you know, we'll see what happens.
I think you're right. And I think it's going to backfire her. I think that Hillary Clinton, whether she knows it or not, and I don't think she does know it, is yesterday's news as far as running for president is concerned. But the people around Hillary who have been part of her campaigns in 2008 and then again in 2016, these are bitter people, because they thought they were going to win the election, she was going to get in the White House, and they were all going to get big White House jobs. Turned
exactly
out, didn't happen. And yes, they are still powerhouses within that party.
Mm-hmm. Well, without a doubt. And Ed, what do you make of this whole Uranium One issue that, you know, we've talked about for years now? It seems like years, so much so that Hillary says, well, that's yesterday's news. I don't even know why you're bringing this up anymore. But it has finally gotten traction, you know, on the heels of what you had reported. Peter Schweitzer had reported, you know, this Russian collusion that we had alluded to earlier when we first opened up this conversation. Where does this go?
Well, I think it's all part and parcel of this effort on the part of a number of prosecutors in the Justice Department who were appointed by Donald Trump to pressure Jeff Sessions, their boss, the Attorney General, to open an investigation of Hillary Clinton. I mean, there are many, many levels on which that investigation could go, including the Uranium One deal, the $135 million that was donated by people connected to that uranium deal to the Clinton Foundation, the $500,000 that Bill Clinton was paid by a Moscow bank to give us a speech. There are lots and lots of things. So far, Jeff Sessions has resisted this pressure. We'll see what happens.
Is she too big to jail?
Well, that's a good question. That's a very good question. And I don't think Donald Trump's supporters think she's too big to jail. They
right.
keep yelling, lock her up, lock her up. It'll be very hard in this kind of a democracy for a Republican administration to send a Democratic opponent like Hillary to jail. I think it would be extremely hard.
You know, without a doubt. I mean, you know, by comparison, and we've been reporting on this, Ed, a Navy corpsman, you may have remembered that Donald Trump brought this up in his campaign when he was running for president. This young man who, he'd been in the Navy for 13 years, had an exemplary service early on in his career, took some photos in a classified, submarine, which is, in that context, minor violation. Okay, generally, you may get a reduction in pay. You're going to spend a little bit of time in the brig, possibly. But, a minor, kind of a slap in the on the wrist more than anything else. Well, 13 years later, it comes up, and he spends a year in jail, dishonorably discharged. I mean, it is absolutely disturbing. And in his case, a minor infraction of classified information. Hillary, which, of course, now we're understanding the language, how it had been changed by James Comey and how Loretta Lynch was involved in, making it a matter and, other than what it really was. And even the language and talking about the mishandling, reckless mishandling, as opposed to what they originally wanted to call it, which at that point, it really sends up the flags and says, you got to prosecute this thing. But the language has all been finessed to give her a lot of room, and and I'm not sure what James Comey was thinking in handling this whole deal. I mean, because he seems, you talk about some reckless mishandling. I think he was a bit reckless in how he handled the whole Hillary Clinton scandal.
No question about it. He drew up this agenda and this commentary, 2 months before he even ended his investigation and before he had Hillary Clinton interrogated or talked to or interviewed. And we know that he changed his gross negligence phrase, which is certainly a huge offense against a statute, a federal statute, to extreme, whatever it was, extreme
mishandling.
Mishandling, which is a little slap on the wrist kind of. Yes, I think he mishandled the whole thing, and then he opened up the investigation 11 days before the election, then he closed it. It was a mess, and he's a mess. He really seems to me to be a guy who was looking to keep his reputation spotless and instead just made himself into a laughingstock.
Well, the FBI was always quick, and those in the Beltway talking about James Comey, they always lauded his praises, how credible he was and everything. And of course, when anybody is introduced that way, it always throws up flags for me because I go, who are you trying to convince by saying this all the time? And maybe they were trying to convince themselves. But in the inner machinations, we're talking thousands of agents quite disturbed at the politicization of their organization.
In this new book of mine, All at War, The Plot to Destroy Trump, I have a section in which James Comey's deputy, a guy named McCabe, testifies before Congress what a great guy Comey was. Everybody in the FBI loved him and so forth and so on. And then goes to Rod Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general. This has never been published before until my book. And tells him that James Comey was a terrible director of the FBI. He stabbed his boss in the back. He said, he mishandled the investigation of Hillary Clinton. He treated his subordinates terribly. I mean, this was partly the reason Rod Rosenstein then recommended that James Comey be fired.
Be fired. Exactly. Well, there's so much to read in this book, All Out War. You'll be very interested. And to hear and read the revelations of George Soros and bankrolling the resistance and why the former president, Barack Obama, won't be leading it. It goes on and on. This is quite the book. And as I mentioned, it continues to write itself. And Ed, where can they go to be in touch with you?
Well, you can go to edwardkline.com. That's my website where you can get all my blogs and all of my articles and everything that I've written. And you can also order the book there. Or you can order it on Amazon by just clicking in All Out War, The Plot to Destroy Trump.
And it'll be linked and featured on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. So we're going to make it easy for you to get your hands on All Out War, The Plot to Destroy Trump. Ed Klein on Bill Martinez Live. Ed, as always, been a pleasure.
My pleasure. Thank you, Bill.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Send your emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride on any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have around this great country of ours or around the world via shortwave. Welcome to Bill Martinez Live. We're going to talk about making money, huh, and having fun by means of social media with somebody who has been there, done it, and has bought many T-shirts, as they say. Entrepreneur and self-made millionaire Timothy Kim will be joining us. He is the epitome of success. Came here from Budapest, Hungary at the age of 18 with $500 in his pocket, literally. Anthony Kim, what is it magical about $500? Just about every immigrant who has had a success record has, it's like the magic beans of Jack and the Beanstalk, and it's in the form of $500.
Give or take, you know.
Yeah, well,
around there.
Well, I understand, but everybody you talk to, yeah, I came. A dear friend of mine in California, a Russian immigrant, says, "Bill, I came here. I had $500 in my pocket, and the only person I heard anything say anything different is another friend up in the Northeast who came in as part of the Peter Pan, Pablo Pan campaign out of Cuba, and he had 10 cents. So, so from 10 cents to $500. But he went on and is a professor emeritus today. Incredible success record for he and his brother who came here without their parents. Incredible story. And I'm sure yours as well was quite harrowing at the age of 18 from Budapest coming here to America.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, my parents are missionaries. They moved us, our family, from Seoul, South Korea, to Budapest, Hungary, in 1991. Mm. So I grew up there, and I came here to the U.S. by myself in 2004 for college. I went to a Christian college in La Mirada, California, called Biola.
Biola, familiar, very familiar with it. Yes.
Yeah. So I went there. My parents are still there in Hungary. They're doing a gypsy slum and homeless feeding ministry every day, so they're still there, preaching in Hungarian and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I'm over here. My brother is in New York at Fort Drum. He's a chaplain in the U.S. Army.
Wow, excellent, excellent. Well, that's great. Well, we appreciate his service, your parents' service as well. Christian ministries are so pivotal, and they are the hands and co-laborers with God to a higher calling. I was just talking with somebody today and encouraging all of us that we need to be more eternally focused. For you, we're talking about the success that you've enjoyed as a businessman, coming here at 18, now at 31, you've become a self-made millionaire. What an incredible story here.
Yeah, I don't like that self-made millionaire. It's more like God-made millionaires.
Yes.
It wasn't just all me, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I understand.
Mm-hmm. I need to share a funny story. So back in 2008, this is when I was a senior in college, mm-hmm. and this is when, you know, stock market was just tanking. And,
yes.
and one day, my college finance professor, he comes in one day, and the first thing he tells the whole class is that he lost $60,000 in that day, and from that very morning, mm-hmm. lost $60,000.
Wow.
And basically, he was telling the whole class that to think of it like it's a half off sale, just like clothes. Like, you buy clothes when they're 50% off.
Exactly.
Why wouldn't you buy assets at 50% off?
Mm-hmm.
So he kind of explained that to us, and I was very fortunate to hear that lesson. And so from that time to today, this is 9 or 10 years after that, I've been continuing to put money in the stock market. And as you know, we've had a tremendous bull market since that time, and it's just been going tremendously well.
Well, especially since the election of Donald Trump, there's a lot of money. Has there been an increase of something like $5 trillion since his election?
Yeah, it's crazy. There's just a lot of money now going back in the stock market to the point where now I'm a little bit I'm having a little bit of anxiety about it. So I'm actually favoring emerging markets at this point.
Well, even in the stock market, gravity applies, and it can be a roller coaster ride. No doubt about it. So you made your money through the stock market. Thank you very much. What things you can learn incidentally while you're in college, right?
Yeah. So a lot of it was, after you get the initial success, I started reading a lot of books on the subject, and it quite came natural to me. I really love finance. I like the money topic. I research into equities, mm-hmm. and so it comes naturally. It's not boring for me. I really enjoy doing it, mm-hmm. even on my free time. So that is definitely an advantage for me. And after college, I joined the current company I'm at. This is my 9-to-5 job that I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I started at the warehouse, so a will call, counter mm-hmm. sales.
Right.
And now I've worked my way up since then. It's taken about 8 years, and I'm the vice president now at my mid-sized organization. We're in the wholesale distribution in the automation space. So mm-hmm. that helps me having a little bit more disposable income. But from that disposable income, I'm throwing that into buying additional assets that provide a stream of income.
Exactly. Well, I hope your company is smart enough to realize that you have this gift and talent, and maybe they're saying, hey, look, why don't you take some of our profits and invest it for us?
Yeah.
Just saying.
I have a lot of conversations with the president and the shareholders.
So you're back there in the back room all by yourself, just quietly making millions of dollars. That's wonderful. And the thing is, Timothy, what I love about your spirit, first of all, you acknowledge that it is God that has done this for you. I like what the Word of God says. That God says that He will put us in a position where wealth will pursue us. And it seems that is the case for you, and that you have trusted in God, chose to lean not on your own understanding, and wealth is pursuing you, and there is a purpose for the accomplishments that you have, and you're paying it forward.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, so your audience, everyone who's listening, I have a blog. It's called tubofcash.com, like tub of protein, but tub of cash. You can Google it. It'll be the number one thing that pops up in Google. But there I share a lot of my experience, money tips, how to invest in the stock market, how to build wealth. I talk about my faith. I also talk about career building tips and advice because of some of the stuff that I've learned along the way. Mm-hmm. So that's another form of me trying to give back and leave a legacy. And also at my blog is where you'll find all the links to my social media, which I've been doing a lot of giveaways, and that's another form of giving away that I've been doing.
We're talking cash giveaways, ladies and gentlemen, is what he's doing. He's giving away cash. All right, so I want to make sure you understand this. This is why you need to check out his website, tubofcash.com, but go ahead.
Yeah, so year to date, I've given away $20,000 in cash and products. Over the past 18 months, roughly $30,000 worth. The most recent one I did was a Snapchat giveaway, and I also did a blog subscriber only giveaway for 3 iPhone 10s. That was about 30 days ago or so.
Right.
And I have another one coming up in the first week of December.
Wow. Okay. So, good reason to check it out. And, so it's very simple for our listeners to get involved, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Just Google Tub of Cash. You're going to have a form or something that comes up, and that's the way that you're going to subscribe, and you want to subscribe because that's the way you'll be able to kind of be first in mind to see what's coming up in the pipeline.
Well, good.
I am doing regular cash giveaways. So.
Well, good fun, Timothy. Appreciate you coming on the show and telling us about it. All the best to you. What is the big takeaway? If there was one thing that our listeners need to get from you, what is the big gift from you?
I would say just think about legacy. Because at the end of the day, it's not about becoming, you know, rich or wealthy because, you know, it doesn't matter if you have all the money in the world, you're going to be the same as everybody in the graveyard.
Yes.
So that's a fact. And I'm fortunate enough, I've been able to learn that earlier on. And so I don't want to wait until I'm, you know, 90, 100. And with medical advances, we could be living over 100. You know, I don't want to wait until that time. There is actually a lot of joy in giving.
Yes.
So try it yourself. And there's even just a biological reaction to that. And I think God made human beings like that where, you know, it is a better blessing to give than to take because, you know, physiologically you have a response. You feel good. And so it's a win-win.
Well, Timothy, what an awesome story. We appreciate it. Tubofcash.com. That's where you want to go. Get connected with Timothy Kim right away because he's giving away things. Not only things, but money. And that's always good because, as we know, it's better to give than to receive. Timothy Kim, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Timothy. God bless.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bill Martinez live.
To certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay.
Oh, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so
welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Keith Legend joins us. Keith is a successful Silicon Valley trained programmer, video gaming entrepreneur, currently developing a Christian biblical-based video game called First Seal of Armageddon. Can't wait to see this one, Keith. Sounds like a lot of fun. How you doing?
I'm very good, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. You know, if the saying is that people do that which they get rewarded for. You know, along with that, we need to understand because it points to consequences. With every action, you get an opposite reaction, as we're told in you know, our physics 1A class. That's pretty standard. And what is happening culturally is that there is blowback for the unhinging of America. We've turned our back on God and said, "Hey, look, we'll take it from here." And we think that we're going to walk away unscathed. But yet, I'd say at least 50% of America says, look, we got trouble here in River City.
Oh, well, I completely agree, which is, you know, one of the original inspirations for, you know, me trying to create this game. Mm-hmm. I have myself been witnessing, you know, between the NFL and in Hollywood, just the past year or so, we've seen a complete, you know, unraveling, or actually I would rather choose the word awakening, mm-hmm. of mostly middle America to the condescension that's been, you know, consistently coming from, you know, those two main venues of our entertainment system.
We can only hope it is an awakening. That is my prayer, Keith, sure is yours as well, is that we really take what's happening in our culture and make a positive move. We were talking with Dr. John Zemerik earlier, and that is that when things like this happen, generally, almost exclusively, it's the church that steps forward and leads the way, because we are the moral compass of society, like it or not. That's reality. I don't care if you're talking about slavery or any other abuse that would take place. It's people of conscience and morality that step forward. And it takes courage to do that, because everything, as you point out, everything of our culture, Hollywood, music, we've become so secularized and so accepting of this bad behavior that somehow we, even though we're faced with it, we want to try to claim some sort of high ground on this, which I find is absolute laughable.
Well, you know, I personally think it's time that we break away from focusing on taking the high ground and actually start laying the groundwork for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yes. No, I agree. I think it's a personal deal. I've said forever, look, you know, I hear people all the time, oh, Bill, I'm praying for revival. And I say, go be the revival of one. Let it start with you.
Yes, that's exactly my point, Bill, that it's one thing to hope for and pray for these kinds of things to come to fruition. But if we really want to see, you know, real change in our culture, then, you know, we're all going to have to get together and put our best foot forward in order to actually make it happen. You know, take proactive and positive steps and commit ourselves to making these positive changes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was, you know, really the main reason why I chose this particular genre and theme for the video game I'm developing right now.
Right. Well, Keith, you know, congratulations on the idea, the first seal of Armageddon. I want to get into more details of that, if that's okay with you. But before we do, I want to go back and kind of echo what you're saying here. And that is that, yes, we understand what we have now is not positive, but do we understand where we want to go? What is the positive thing? What is the direction? What's the target here that we're aiming for? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, I totally do. I think what's important to understand is how culture relates to the overall sociological landscape of our country. And, you know, I define culture as news plus entertainment times technology. And that's important because our political system is downstream from culture. So the culture that we adapt has a direct influence on the political and legislative ramifications that we endorse. Mm-hmm. Now, where we would like this to go in the end, me personally, I think that, you know, as I said, technology is a major driver of culture, that the technology is now available for an alternative to Hollywood and the mainstream media and start challenging their products and use the free market to do it.
Right. And that's already happening right now. I mean, it's ready made, isn't it?
What's already made exactly?
I say it's ready made in terms of the vehicle to make that happen because of the amount of people, the penetration that you know, video gaming and that has in the market today. I mean, it's quite pervasive.
Oh, absolutely. I think really right now it's just a case of getting awareness out and showing people that there are alternatives, and then when they see those alternatives, they can discover, let's just say, the virtues and benefits of those alternatives themselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, the old saying is, we say that people will do that which they get rewarded for, and that's what we need to do, is expose them more to that which will benefit them. I mean, we've got enough empirical evidence and experience of what the culture has been giving us right now. And as you say, politics is downstream of that culture. And if this is truly a government of, for, by we the people, then the swamp, or as some has declared, I like what Mike Huckabee is calling it, it's not he says really not a swamp, because a swamp does have some value, some ecological value.
Exactly.
He says it's more of a sewer. And I agree with that analysis.
Yeah.
That this is what culture has fed in terms of our political landscape and reality, is that, look at, we we're dumping all our garbage downstream, and it's ended up in the Beltway.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You know, and one thing I would want to make clear is I am advocating for a free market solution to the cultural woes of our country, not a legislative one.
Yes, exactly.
The last thing I think, yeah, the last thing we need is, you know, litigators in Washington trying to get involved in governing morality for the rest of us. I mean,
well, that'd be like catching the wind. You can't do that. I mean, you know, they try to do that. Everyone's going to try to, you know, legislate morality or good behavior. And, you know, that does, it just doesn't happen. I mean, this is done.
Yeah, it's like,
as we started out, it's a personal issue. It's one soul at a time, right?
Yeah, I mean, precisely. It would be like me hiring a bunch of foxes to guard my hen house. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just not the proper way to go about doing it. Mm-hmm. And so, but I think what's most important is the entertainment that needs to be created is interlaced with more positive messages, messages such as the virtues of self-sacrifice, loyalty, faith in God, those sorts of things. Mm-hmm. And it can still be completely entertaining at the same time. It's not like it needs to be, you know, just a complete proselytization. And, you know, I personally have no interest in converting people, as I've kind of been accused of in the past. But, you know, I'm just primarily interested in making fun games that entertain people and can provide a more positive message than what we're getting at the current time.
Well, Keith, you and I have lived enough life, although you sound younger, you probably could be one of my sons. But the fact of the matter is you probably had enough experience to say, look, at what we're dealing with right now, no bueno. I mean, what's coming out the other end isn't what we would expect. It's not the kind of legacy. It's not the traditions that we want to pass on to the next generation. We see where this bus is heading. It's heading to a brick wall. And guess what? We have a choice. We can stay on the bus or take over the bus, or do any one of a number of things so that we don't accept and have to go along with something that is headed in the wrong direction and is going to be an absolute disaster. It's already a disaster. It's ruined already enormous number of lives. So how much more experience do we have to accept? So as far as you and I are concerned, we're going to continue to fight the good fight, hope for the best, and encourage people and be the example, be that change that we want to see in others, be that example to where people say, hey, Keith, I don't know what you got, but I want what you have.
Yeah, well, you know, I think what's important is people look at the skills that they could contribute towards, you know, bettering the cultural landscape of America. They put in the hard work, put their best foot forward, and if that means them investing a lot of their own time and own money to get it done, well, like you said, you know, the hard work comes to good rewards. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think it's a cause worth fighting, and, you know, there's a lot at stake here, and I don't think people have a full grasp of exactly what that is.
Well, we didn't have enough time to talk about First Seal of Armageddon, but real quick, in about 30 seconds, unfairly, Keith, give us an idea of First Seal of Armageddon and where they can go for more information.
Well, if they want to get any information about me or about the game itself, they can go to dawnofarmageddon.com. That's my website. And just, I guess, real quick, it's a action-packed video game that's based on the Book of Revelations and the Seven Seals of the Apocalypse. Hopefully one game and a series of games. And if people are interested in supporting or participating in that in any way, they can go to the website and get all the information they need.
Well, Keith Legend, thank you so much for being with us. Keith is a successful Silicon Valley-trained programmer, video gaming entrepreneur, and he is developing the First Seal of Armageddon. Dawnofarmageddon.com is where you want to go for more information. Thank you, Keith.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more.
That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
If you or someone